Hi.
Oh my God, I have butterflies. Why can't I just do this once a week? I just fall off and disappear into the wilderness for a month, and then I come back and record a podcast. I'm just kidding. I would never go in the wilderness because there's wood ticks in the wilderness. Hi. Welcome back to the Very Hot and Sexy Podcast. It's me, Stevie, Stephanie. Whatever you want to call me. Everyone at work called. I don't know if I've talked about this, but my anxiety is really bad every once in a while. And I started working at my current job in a restaurant like almost a year ago, 11 months ago. And all my paperwork said Stephanie, and then they call me Stephanie in the interviews, and then I just stuck with Stephanie. And my name tag says Stephanie, and I answer the phone, and I'm like, hey, it's Stephanie. Like, I feel like I have a whole different identity at work, or I did for the first, I don't know, 6 months, maybe a little less. And then I started slowly bringing people into the real me, and that I go by Stevie, actually, my entire life. And everyone still calls me Steph. It's kind of cute, though. My favorite old man bartender calls me Steffy or Steffers. And it makes my heart melt. I love him. So yeah, I have two identities, but my work and real life one are merging because now I have friends at work. A lot of them have been working there since I started, but a lot of people are newer. When I first started there, it was basically all men, which is fine. And basically everyone quite older than me, which is fine, besides a few. And we're at a pretty large restaurant, so there's a lot of people. Like, I spent Easter last year with like my men coworkers at the bar because we worked on Easter. I'm not going to drive home because I live 2 hours away to see my family Easter night. So it was like me and 30, 40-year-olds just hanging out at the bar taking shots. And I still hang out with all of them along with girls now. Like, we have quite a few girls hired and some that are a little closer in age, but I'm pretty much the youngest one there. There's a couple people younger than me now, but for the longest, I was the youngest. And yeah, my identities are merging. It's strange. I get Stevie at work sometimes now and it catches me off guard. I'm like, who the fuck here knows me? But, ooh, speaking of knows me, I went to the strip club for the first time. Like a legit strip club, like boobs and all. Boobs and stripper poles, obviously. What else would a strip club be? It was so fun. Like, I would just hang out there. Just to, like, chill. Like, good energy, good vibes, good people. But I was there and I was at a table watching this girl work her magic, mesmerized. She crawls up to me. And I'm like, what up, girl? Hi, pretty lady. That's usually what I say because they're so cute. And she goes, are you from Green Bay? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you went to Bayport? I was like, yeah. She's like, Stevie Robertson? I'm like, yeah. And then she twerked away. It was so mysterious. I can't figure out who she is, which is fine. I'm sure she wants to be anonymous. But I was like, insane. Like, I'm like 2 hours from home. Not that that's like a huge deal. And like the one night I go to a strip club, it was like a Wednesday night. I run into a stripper who knows my first and last name and like probably went to school with me or something. It was insane. I was like, this is awesome. I'm like, you go, girl, put in work. I loved that. The strip club was awesome. Like, I don't know. I just had a grand old time there. I saw Jack Harlow in concert. That was sick. Oh, I want to kiss him on the lips. What else have I done? School has been kicking my ass. I have like 2.5 weeks left. And when the semester's done, I'm like done with my psychology major. Like, I have it. I just have to graduate and I have some certificates for criminal justice to finish next semester. And then I'm done. And then I don't know what's happening after that. I don't want to think about it. We're just going to ignore it. whatever happens, happens. I will be rich one day. That's all I know deep in my heart and soul. And that's what keeps me going every day. That's why I'm just sitting here when I could be doing homework. I'm drinking some rosé out of a coffee mug, talking to myself. I have 3 candles lit. I can't afford to have 3 candles lit at the same time. Are you kidding me? Candles are expensive. And I got 3 going right now. I just don't give a fuck because I know I'm going to be rich. Mark my words. And even better news, I'm a mother now. I had a baby since we've last spoke. This is not clickbait like my engagement announcement. Yes, it is. I got a little kitty. I guess my mom listens to my podcast or knows about it. I don't know how she just discovered it recently because she stalks me, I think. So mom, if you hear this, sorry that I didn't tell you this, but I know you'd be mad at me. I got a cat. So I had this thought when I was, I don't know, maybe depressed or anxious or something. I was like, I need an old man cat. Do you know what I did? I went on my little computer. Can you hear that little sound effect? I went on petfinder.com, put in my old man cat near me, and guess who popped up? Mr. Meow Meow. This long-haired, angelic, green-eyed, handsome old man. And I was like, I need that motherfucker. So I figured it out, filled out an application, wiggled on over to the, he was at like a pet store. He's from the shelter, but he has issues with other cats. So they had to move him to like a pet store where there weren't other cats because he's a diva like that. And I met him and I'm like, you're coming home with me. And they're like, are you sure you want him? Like, he's grumpy, old, kind of fucking rude. And I'm like, that's exactly what I'm looking for. He was at the shelter for a while. I'm like, I'll take him off your hands. They're like, all right, take him. He was free. They're like, he doesn't like to play. He keeps to himself. I'm like, fine. He can do whatever he wants. It's his world. I'm just hanging out in it. And I bring him home. He's great. He snuggles me all the time. Honestly, a little too much. We're working on personal space. That's a new trick I'm trying to teach him. Personal space. And then he's supposed to step back like 6 inches. Sometimes he has a weird smell, so I got him cat perfume. Hates that. I have to trick him and attack him with it. It's not fun. He loves catnip. I got him some little sushi-shaped toys. He does yell at me when he's hungry. It scares me. I've never had a cat before. He's pretty hygienic. Like, he doesn't leave cat litter around. We just hang out. Sometimes he does get angry at me and, like, kind of attacks. But everyone gets crabby sometimes. I'm not one to judge. He leaves all my plants alone. He just sleeps pretty much all day. He's laying on the chair right now. He stares at me a little too much. A little too much. But he's perfect. That's all I gotta say about him. And I didn't tell my parents because I have a dog at home. But a cat is a lot easier to handle. Like, my dog, I want him here. One, I can't have him here because barely any cheap apartments in Milwaukee let dogs in unless it's like a small dog. I think it has to be like 20 pounds or less or something. And Mr. Tusk is not small. He has anxiety really bad. Like, he'll bark all day when I'm gone and I have neighbors. I don't have AC. It just wouldn't work, and I'm gone at work for like 10 hours. The cat's fine. He can just hang out. He could live through anything. My dog thinks he's gonna freaking die if I walk out the door to take out the trash. And my parents are just gonna be like, I can't believe you got a pet when you have your dog here. And I'm like, chill, poppies and mommies. Why did I say that? I only have one of each, puppy and mommy. Doesn't sound right. I wonder why. Where was I? Oh my god, I'm so distracting to myself. I should have taken an Adderall before doing this, but it is 10 p.m., so maybe not. whatever. Moral of the story, my parents are going to be mad. They'll be fine once they figure it out. But I will have them together eventually, hopefully next year. I'll move into a nicer apartment. I'll have some more time for the dog. And we'll be a happy little family. Now, oh, I named my cat Biscuit. He didn't have a name for the longest. He came with the name Mr. Meow Meow. Sometimes I still call him that because I think it's silly, but he's Biscuit. He has a lot of names, though. I was calling him Puppy last week. Who knows? It might change. But he's always, like, doing that thing that cats do when they, like, make biscuits, like, when they squish stuff. You know what I mean? He's always doing that, like, more than a normal cat should. So I'm like, Mr. Biscuit, he's, like, working all hours, 24/7. It's like child labor or elderly labor. He's a senior cat. It's like, bitch, you can retire. You don't even have to pay rent here. I don't know. But I love him. My nephew knows my name now. He calls me Stevie, not Auntie Steph. So we're going to have to recondition that name because I want to be called Auntie Steph. He knows how to escape from his crib now. My brother and sister-in-law have, like, a camera in his room, so we can, like, spy on him, I guess. I don't know. And the other night, I got a video, and he crawled over the crib. He's, like, an escape artist. He's a con artist. Have you guys seen that video? You can look it up on YouTube. Like, look up fish tank edited version, like, little kid or something. But it's like a 40-second video maybe of a Shark Tank episode of this little boy. He's like super cute. Maybe he's like 10. I don't know. And he's like pitching his idea, but someone edited it to make it look like the sharks are just like shitting on him. And they keep saying, they're like, he's a con artist. And now that's all I say. But my nephew is a con artist. That is his new name until he calls me Auntie Steph. He is the little con artist. Speaking of con artists, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers' COVID toe. What? I love that. I think it's the best thing he's ever done. I don't care about sports. I don't care about anything else. I want to see that man's toe on my TV screen every day, every week. Not every day. Every day is a little excessive. I loved COVID toe. That's awesome. He was ready to whip that thing out. And I applaud him for it. And he made it his profile picture on Twitter. Money moves. That's how you get your name out there. You don't have to be an NFL player. You don't have to score touchdowns and field goals and intercept the ball. You need to show that COVID toe on TV and you'll make money. Feet make money. We've known this. Bitches are always selling their feet for money. He is selling his foot, and now he'll get brand deals with Bang Energy. No one cares about football. All people care about these days are little toes, our little feet, our little footsies. Start showing your feet off, and you'll make money. That's my advice. Don't go to college. Start up a Twitter account. Maybe a Tumblr. No, I don't think you can do porn stuff on Tumblr anymore. Twitter, all explicit. Put it all out there. I've seen Trisha Paytas' butthole plenty of times, and it's not getting banned. Tumblr, on the other hand, you can't have porn on there anymore. That was everyone's introduction to porn, I think. I don't know. I can't speak for everyone, but I think it's a pretty common thing that people looked up porn on Tumblr, and now porn's banned completely. So all the emo kids out there, you got to move over to Twitter and find the porn there. What's going on? Where did this come from? I went from toes to porn. Oh God, I should have taken an Adderall. I have not been able to focus on shit lately. I don't know shit about shit anymore. I used to be smart. I used to be productive. I still am. I actually do get a lot of shit done. But I've also just been vibing because I planted it in my brain that I'm going to be rich one day. So it doesn't matter what I do now because I already know my future. So whatever I do, I'm still going to end up being rich. That's a good way to live. I have a lot of papers due in the next 2 weeks. I have to write a 12-page paper on a war that I chose. I don't remember what war I chose. It was 2 months ago I picked it. I don't know shit about war. I don't even like war. It doesn't interest me. I don't know what World War I is. What's World War II? Vietnam who? Don't ask me because I didn't pay attention. So I have to do that. If anyone is a war person, like loves, well, not loves war. I don't think anyone loves war, but you know what I mean? Like the history and the facts and I don't know. I don't even know what the paper has to be about. I know it's about a war, but what about the war? It's not like a Wikipedia page about a war. I need to like, it's a political science class. Do you know what? None of this matters. I don't think any of you are going to write my 12-page war paper for me, so I might as well just talk about something else. I wish I had like a studio and like we could have really good sound for this, but I'm always going to use my shitty $30 microphone and sit in my echoey old Milwaukee apartment. And that's what we're going to get, and that's what makes me authentic. I better be on all of your Spotify wrapped. I don't have Spotify because I'm not a delinquent, but I think that's what it's called. I better be your number one podcast. My last podcast I made, The Naked Window Neighbor, got like the most listens ever I've ever gotten on a podcast, and it wasn't interesting. It wasn't good. Like, it got like four times the amount of listens than my engagement announcement. That wasn't real, but still, you think people would click on that? Because it said naked in it. It's not like my boob is being shown on the podcast. You listen to it. I'm not pressing my boob onto your AirPod. I'm not an ASMR channel. Why did my Naked Window Neighbor video or podcast get so many listens? I want answers. Who is listening to that? Did you get what you wanted out of it? Tell me. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I can't focus. I'm just throwing words out there. Happy December 1st. I'm a new person now. I went to the gym today, which I've been slacking on, and I pay $50 a month to go. Don't judge me. It's just $50. And once again, I'll be rich one day, so it doesn't matter what I do. I bought Bucks tickets for a Christmas present, and it's kind of a present for me too because I get to go to a Bucks game. I saw a Bucks player the other day at work. He was hot. DeMarcus Cousins. I want to kiss him on the lips. Just saying. I also saw Jesse Jackson. That was kind of iconic. He came in to the restaurant because he was in the city for, I don't remember what he did. I guess I probably should have looked it up because I'm sure it was very important. But it was really cool seeing him. And a lot of people were taking pictures of him. He was signing stuff. It was just really like surreal seeing him in person, and he's done so much, and I don't know. It was a cool thing to see. Very, very exciting. I've been addicted to a few foods heavily, and it's making me heavy. So if you aren't involved in my personal life, so anyone who's not my parents or like boyfriends or people who've lived with me, I do this thing where I become obsessed with a food, and it's all I eat for months sometimes, weeks sometimes, whenever I get sick of it. And it's usually just like one thing, like a breakfast that I'll eat all the time, or a lunch or a dinner I'll be set on. Right now, I have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner that I am set on. I eat it every single day. If I don't eat it, I like feel like my day wasn't, I could have done better. Even if I went out and had an even better meal. But, so, it's not interesting, but, oh, I need to talk about it because maybe someone will relate. I don't know if is this like an OCD thing? Like I don't know why I do this. An anxiety thing. It puts me in a routine. It makes me feel in control. I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist. Actually, I just said I have my psychology major. Okay, ignore that. I don't know what's wrong with me. Someone else can diagnose me. Anyway, my breakfast right now is sourdough toast, one egg over easy with garlic salt, a Trader Joe's potato pancake, and two strips of Trader Joe's thin sliced bacon. The best bacon you'll ever eat. Nothing else will top it ever. And I don't even like pork that much, but I love this shit. Sorry, Piggy. For lunch, I've been having burrata, I get a big burrata ball, and then I'll eat a fourth of it with, I get, like, those take-and-bake loaves, you know, and just slice, like, maybe, I don't know, four or five thin little things and put olive oil on them and pesto, this really good pesto I get. It's expensive, and I can't remember what it's called. Sorry, I'm going to gatekeep it. Otherwise, my fame will make it sold out of every Whole Foods ever. Just kidding, but I can't remember what it's called, and I'm not going to get up and tell you. If you care that much, DM me on Instagram, and I'll tell you the pesto if you're a pesto person. Not important. And then I get some arugula, put some salt on it, cut up some little tomatoes, and I make a little burrata salad. Oh, it's so good. I'm addicted to burrata right now. I refuse to look at if it's healthy or not, how many calories are in it. I can't look or I'm in a spiral. For dinner. Oh my God. I can't. Don't even get me started on dinner. I get the orange chicken from Trader Joe's, the vegetable fried rice from Trader Joe's, and the veggie pot stickers from Trader Joe's. And I mix all that up. I throw some eggs into the fried rice. I get those pot stickers crispy, throw them in a bowl. Mwah. Nothing. Nothing better. Nothing. Nothing is better. I can't. Tonight I went to dinner with my friend and I had to skip my usual dinner, and I feel incomplete, I'm not gonna lie. So, to reward myself for not having orange chicken for the 10th day in a row, I'm having some rosé. I love rosé. It's been my new thing. What can I say? Rosé all day. Hope you brought rosé. It's on my doormat. Just kidding. I don't have a doormat. But I should, because winter's coming, and I don't want to bring in slush and dirt into my apartment with my little cat. I don't want to make him cold and sick. I'm having a lot of fun right now. This is like a little too much fun. I just have so much to talk about. I had a topic on my brain and I can't remember what it is. I have an orchid and all of the flowers fell off. I think that just means it's done flowering, like the season's done. I don't know. I hope it's not dying. I'm growing an avocado plant. I have my little pit in water. Its roots are big. It has a little trunk coming out of it, a stem, if you will. Oh my God, I had a really interesting topic and now I can't remember it. Must have not been that interesting. What was it? It doesn't matter. I hope your Thanksgiving was good. Mine wasn't, because I worked all freaking day. We had like 700 people come in. Why are that many people eating out? Why are people, why? Go home and make your turkey. Don't come to a restaurant. That's freaking weird. I would never think of doing that. But then again, I like, get it, like if you're a shitty cook, or maybe you don't want it, like you're just not in the mood to cook, or you're traveling or you're depressed. I don't know. I'm not judging, but I am judging, because do you know how many old white ladies came up to me and they're like, oh, bless you for working today. I'm like, lady, the only reason I'm working is because all you motherfuckers keep making reservations. And we need every single staff member on the schedule all day with no breaks. Do you know how long my break was? 3 minutes. Is that allowed? Probably not. But I'm loyal and I'm a hard worker. And I'm not complaining, except on my podcast. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell my managers. Just kidding. Tell them. I can get fired because, you know what? I'm going to be rich one day. I cut my hair. I haven't dyed it. I had it platinum blonde for the longest, and it was so cute. I was looking at pictures of it last night. I'm like, fuck, should I just bleach my whole head again? But I'm done. The blonde's gone. It's over. Is it even trendy anymore? No, blonde's out. Natural hair is growing in. I don't have much blonde left. I keep cutting it short. So the blonde just goes away and away. Growing my bangs out, which is a fucking process. They're fun for like 2 weeks. And then I'm like, ew. You look like a Raggedy Ann doll. And now I need to grow them out. Like, oh, no, they were actually so cute. And I love bangs on everyone. I think everyone needs bangs. But I have to cut them every day. And I have a weird cowlick right, like, on one side of my middle part. And it just is hideous. It fucks with my hair anyway. And having bangs, it just made it look wonky all the time. And when it would get windy, then my bangs would get messed up. And I just can't. They don't go back to normal like most people with bangs do. It's sad. I miss my bangs. I just want them to look cute all the time, but it didn't work. I have brown hair pretty much. I'm so tempted to just go and get box dye from across the street. I can literally see the word pharmacy out the window right now because that's how close I am to one. And I just want to walk in there, get some box hair dye, and dye it like light brown. But I'm just going to wait it out. I don't need to do that. Like, chill. Chill, girl. Chill. Chillax. Okay, you rats and ratettes and non-gender conforming rats. I am done. The only reason I'm done is because I can't remember the one thing I wanted to talk about that I was excited about. And I have to shit really bad. It's like playing, what do people call it? Not peekaboo, like groundhog with whatever. It's no, stop talking. That's disgusting. Oh, my cat's getting up. Do you want to say hi? Biscuit, do you want to say hi? To all my fans, my new fans, because of my Naked Window Neighbor podcast. Are they going to come back? Are you guys going to come back? Come here. Come say hi. I don't know if you can hear him. Come here. Say something. Don't be rude or shy. Are you shy? He has bad breath. Are cats supposed to have bad breath? I've never had a cat, so I don't know. Like, do you have to brush a cat's teeth? Do you have to brush their teeth? Can cat people let me know? I don't know what I'm doing. But don't worry, he's well taken care of and he has a good home. His breath kind of stinks when he's meowing in my face for food. Whatever. He's staring at me like, why? Are you sniffing the microphone? Are you doing ASMR? What is that thing? Okay. Out of the way, mister. You can sit on my lap. All right. We are going to go snuggle in bed. We're tired. Oop, I bonked my microphone. That probably hurt your ears. Sorry. Biscuit. Another quick story. I couldn't sleep the other night, and I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to put on a random movie to fall asleep to. And I'll just put on movies I've seen 100 times or like basic ass movies. And Hunger Games was added onto Hulu. So I was like, oh, I'll just throw that on. That movie's good. And then I was watching it. I'm like, fuck, this movie's good. And I ended up staying up to like 1:30 a.m. watching it. I'm like, I can't go to bed. Like, what happens to Katniss Everdeen? Is she going to get the bullseye? And now I've been watching those movies every night before bed. And it's already 10 p.m. And I'm guaranteed the last one, what's it called, Mockingjay Part 2, is going to be long from what I recall. So I'm going to go throw that on, pop a little edible, and just do my thing. Maybe eat some popcorn. I don't know. You guys should do the same. Rewatch The Hunger Games. I think I'm going to go to Divergent next. That movie slaps. I already did Twilight. I'm in the process of Harry Potter. Oh my God. All right. Later, losers.